Thank you, Coldplay, and let's talk about science. My name is Brian, and you're listening to Clarity Radio, March the 6th, year 2020. And yes, we're talking about the coronavirus, which many people around the world, around the globe, they're talking about coronavirus. So let's be part of the chattering. So here we go. So part two. Now, before one should do the healing exercise, this is the fourth segment to come. You must take this opportunity to learn more of the science of the coronavirus that may not yet be known to the general scientific community. So let's go. So when we take a look at the first main point, allow me to start by saying to negate the idea that consciousness drives physicality is an absolute disrespect to science, to truth, to the matrix, to God. Absolute disrespect, and it's dumb. It's dumb to think that there is no consciousness that drives physicality. It's dumb to think that the coronavirus is not driven by various states of consciousness. It's dumb. I want to work with someone who is scientifically evolved and who is also spiritually evolved. That's the type of person I need to work with. And that's why I have to go to Germany. Because there certainly is a consciousness that drives this virus. So metaphorically speaking, the coronavirus is driven by a software program. The whole matrix is driven by a software program. And the virus itself is based on five independent personalities. Each personality is subject to binary code based on yes or no. This is how my gift works, a binary code. See, the key to stopping the coronavirus, you must attack the coronavirus with physicality having in total six binary codes in order to confuse the virus and disarm the virus by causing the binary system of the virus to crash. This is a metaphor, but this is what scientists need to think about. This is what you need to think about. Think about what you can't see, what you can't test. Accept this truth. It's going to help you solve the problem. So as we move to point number two. So more on the five binary systems of the coronavirus. Wow. So the first one, the first binary system. Again, it operates, they all do, operate on a yes or no system. They receive information from stem cells, given permission to invade. The stem cell itself gives permission for the virus to invade. See, we're thinking stem cell, well, you're not supposed to do that, stem cell. You're supposed to protect us. You're supposed to create the environment that the coronavirus can't survive in. No, but the stem cell gives permission from that mind energy. That mind energy that was on someone weeks, months ago that have died, they took on someone else's karma. They took on someone else's mind energy. That mind energy interacted on a conscious level with a stem cell that gave the stem cell permission to say to the coronavirus, invade. Wow. I mean, that's it. That's what's going on a level that we can't see. We can't test. You see, the first binary personality, it gives the second binary personality permission to invade. See, the first personality is not doing the invasion. It's the second personality. So as we move on to try to understand the second personality, the second binary personality, wow, it attaches itself to the red blood cells. And so the red blood cells, well, what do they have? What sort of system do they have? What sort of binary system do they have? The coronavirus has five, but the red blood cell only has one. Doesn't have any backup, just one. It has no defense mechanism against the coronavirus. You could say that the red blood cell on some level is less intelligent. You could say on some level the coronavirus is much more intelligent because it's got four extra binary systems. It could think quicker. It could move quicker. And this is what we're dealing with metaphorically. And when we move on to the third binary system, just remember the second one, this one is doing the invasion. It's attached itself to more red blood cells. But when we go to the third binary system, this one within the virus, coronavirus, causes the virus to divide. And it gets permission from your subconscious. Your subconscious gives permission due to an oath. The one that you said you will die for somebody, or maybe die for yourself. It could be anything. It's complicated. but it's about dying for someone. It could be self-karma. It could be so many different possibilities. But your subconscious gives permission. And the virus attaches itself to, again, the red blood cells. What is it doing? It's basically suffocating the red blood cells. It's taking oxygen out of the cells. That's what it's doing. And as these cells divide, it attaches itself to the various red blood cells, killing the red blood cells by removing the oxygen. Wow. See, this virus needs oxygen to be strong, to be stronger. It's highly intelligent, highly effective. Highly effective. You cannot poker face this coronavirus. But this coronavirus, at this time, it can poker face us. But I believe a day coming real soon when the vaccine's out, the cure and everything else is established, that we're going to be able to poker face the coronavirus. I know that. So as we're moving along here, the removal of oxygen, what does it symbolize? Cruelty to animals, causing the demise of the animals by removing oxygen from them, inflicting pain, suffering, whatever. It also symbolizes the inability for man to coexist with animals' nature. Now, this is a result of what happened in the 100% free will. Plus, it also symbolizes that man has a very weak defense mechanism against bad karma. We can't poker face bad karma. Well, some of us do try to transfer our bad karma to others. But again, that's been corrected. But prior to this week, many were able to successfully do it. So we're on the fourth binary personality. The fourth binary system, we call it system. Again, it's a metaphor. Well, it caused the continued division of virus parts / particles already divided. So when these new division particles are attached to red blood cells, this fourth stage, we call it a stage, sure, why not? This happens in the bone marrow. And so these viruses get instruction from the mind, and the mind says, you must take on my karma. Or if it comes from the subconscious, now he's telling me it can come from both areas, this is energy, you must go through your own karma. And so in the bone marrow, it kills the red blood cells in the bone marrow, again, removing the oxygen. And so you've got division parts of new viruses moving throughout the body. And where does it move to the next stage? We call it stage 5. It moves to the lungs. That's where it goes. So this virus, if we want to take a look at binary systems 1, 2, 3, and 4, because we can say it's stage 1, 2, 3, and 4, and we're now moving to understand stage 5. We can say this. So when we're moving along, now we're on a fourth point. So the fifth binary system, these newly divided viruses, parts in the bone marrow, heads for the lungs. And once it hits the lungs, again, it is fifth stage. It is palliative care, same as cancer. In cancer, you actually have 5 pre-stages to stage 0. Then you've got stage 1, 2, 3, and 4 with cancer. Stage 5, not really recognized, but stage 5 is palliative care. And there's a separate marker in the human body to show that you're at stage 5. That's when your eyes are glazed over. This is when your soul basically is out of your body and you're just glazed. You're just ready to go. You're in a lot of pain. You've lost a lot of weight. Cancer spread. You are ready to go. And this is something similar with the coronavirus, because even though it goes to the lungs, from there it can spread anywhere. But it goes to the lungs, and eventually the patient dies if it's not treated correctly. That's what happens. And so moving on to the fifth point, the fifth major point here. On a physical level, how do the stem cells give virus permission to invade or cause one to die? How? Well, the first way is by the stem cell actually shutting down. Because if it's active, it's playing some role to create some sort of environment that is healthy. But the coronavirus, very smart. And so you've got the multiple coronaviruses that attach themselves to the stem cell. So yes, so more than one virus will attack that stem cell. And the virus removes, again, oxygen from the stem cell. Very, very, very smart. I mean, they are very, very smart. They can get as small as 10 to minus 144, and science absolutely does not recognize that. They think I'm crazy. And it can be dormant in the bone marrow, even though someone's been told they have no symptoms. but it can go to a point where science cannot detect such a small existence. We can't even say it's particle because, I mean, 10 to the minus 36, particle, maybe yes, yes, no, no. But once you get beyond 10 to the minus 36, you're looking at a form of energy. And so this energy, 10 to the minus 144, this energy is in the bone marrow, and it has the ability to recreate a actual physical coronavirus a year down the road, 6 months down the road, 1 month. And then it can actually start to infect other people without the person, the carrier, showing symptoms. That's what's dangerous about this virus, because it can get to a point where it can no longer be detected, but it's still in the physical body, and it can raise its ugly head down the road. That's why I have to work with the German scientists. I asked Father, why German? I said, is that the only country I can work with? He says, for now, yes. No one else. I said, okay, fine. But that's why it's critical to get this under wraps. I mean, I'm prepared to work with Bayer, the government, have the government send a report to our Prime Minister of Canada, even to the President of the United States, even to the head of WHO. I'm prepared for them to have a weekly report. I have no problems with that. But these darn viruses are very smart in causing the removal of oxygen from cells, human cells. Very smart. Okay, so we're on the sixth point. After someone dies of coronavirus, what do we need to think about? You see, a dead body that died from a coronavirus can release gases. These gases are able to, through pressure, cause the viruses to be released airborne. They're able to push the gas out the body. Because, yes, they cause the gas to come out, and they come out with the gas. Very smart. And all people who have died of this virus should be cremated right away. Right away. And one of the things that coronavirus loves is sugar. It does not like an alkaline body. It really hates a highly alkaline body. It loves those bodies that are just filled with acid levels, high acid levels. So maybe that's a clue. People should avoid sugar. We're talking white sugar. So the seventh point. So what are we learning here? We are learning that the coronavirus can be one's own bad karma or taking on someone else's bad karma. That's what we've learned. But again, a shift in the matrix has taken place where those who were passing their bad karma to others in reference to this coronavirus, it's not happening anymore. And we've learned that swearing oaths and a 100% free will to someone to promise to die for them, to a country, institution. Well, when you do this and you come into the matrix here, this is where we're all accountable for all our beliefs, belief systems, our statements, our oaths, our vows, commitments, blah, blah, blah. This is where we get kicked in the butt because we made those dumb oaths. And this is why many reasons in the matrix, because it's a struggle between the dark and the light in the matrix. It's a huge, huge struggle. And this is why the dark doesn't want anyone to know about past lives, doesn't want anything to do with the matrix. Doesn't want anyone to know about the 100% free will, wants everyone to believe that we have 100% free will. This is it. This is our only one life. And if you still accept it, particularly after you listen to this broadcast, another reason could be you are held hostage. Someone has you held hostage. You've got something on you that says you're not allowed to believe in past lives, that if you do, that entity, that energy will punish you. That could be another possibility. But you've got to be able to move on out of this matrix. Otherwise, what happens is when you continue to accept beliefs that bring you harm, you don't get off the treadmill. You just keep coming back in the matrix and having the same dumb, stupid experience. Meanwhile, if you had just said, hey, hang on, you know what? I think there's a possibility that Brian may be right. Let me get rid of all these oaths. And that's the fourth segment. So we're heading that way. So the eighth point. So what else did we learn? Well, we learned that physicality is driven by consciousness, i.e. the mind and the soul gives permission to stem cells, the coronavirus, to continue the process of disease, the process of death. We've learned that. We've also learned that fear of failure and fear of success may indicate you have taken on someone's bad karma. Remember, there has been a shift. Now, if I was to do this broadcast 3 weeks ago, I wouldn't be talking about the shift. Okay, now we're going to go to the ninth point. When we look at this ninth point, what else have we learned? We've learned that the virus is very intelligent. The virus has 5 binary systems. The red blood cells has 1. Now, new information. In addition, the most intelligent stem cell in your body only has 3 binary systems. Just 3. So you're talking about the coronavirus going against the most intelligent stem cell that only has 3 binary systems. There's no stem cell that can successfully defend itself against this 5 binary system coronavirus. Because right now, the binary system is doing a real good poker face on many people. And so most people, if you do not have a mind or soul to give permission to the viruses, to the cells, this virus cannot kill you. So I talk about gene memory in past broadcasts. I talk about the gunpowder. So the gunpowder in this disease is the mind that we have and the subconscious soul, the energy that we have. It's either going to be from someone else or it's going to be our own. So if it's from someone else, we're taking on someone else's bad karma. And so we have to get rid of that. Again, still do the exercise, regardless of what I'm saying. So most important, if you do not have a mind or soul to give permission to the virus, to cells, etc., the virus can't kill you. So you have to work on making sure that you do have your own authentic mind back and your own authentic soul back. And you've got to make sure that it's your own authentic. And you'll know this when you don't have any fear of failure or any fear of success. That's gone. You can actually feel it. But you got to work towards getting that. Now, some of you have already received that based on what happened in the last week, but still do the exercise. Okay, because I want you to be in a position where you yourself one day can poker face the coronavirus. So my name is Brian. You're listening to Clarity Radio, March the 6th, year 2020. Thank you.
Can't read my nobody. Poker face.